There are walks of fame for members of the music and film industries, halls of fame for baseball, football, and basketball, both on the state and national levels, as well as halls of fame for those who have made contributions to the art world. And as Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas found out, there is also a local hall of honor for members of the community that have made a difference in education.
Those are our honorees for 2013.
That's Alan Wilburn, Director of Communications for Fayetteville Public Schools. As he announced the four newest additions to the Fayetteville Schools Hall of Honor yesterday at 324 Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. The announcement event was hosted by Jose's, whose co-owner, Joe Fennell, was inducted into the Hall of Honor in 2003. Past honorees Margaret Willock and Jeff Koenig were also present. The Hall of Honor is presented by the Fayetteville Public Education Foundation. Here's the foundation's executive director, Cambry Horn Brooks.
We're a foundation that provides funding to the Fayetteville Public School System. We receive donations from individuals and sponsors. Our main goal is really to provide opportunities for students in the Fayetteville School District to achieve their highest level and for educators to be able to create innovative programs as well as caring citizens to be able to be engaged in the education of our children.
Thanks to those sponsors and private donors, the foundation distributed $175,000 to Fayetteville School District for the 2013-14 school year, through grants and scholarships directly to students. The Education Foundation began the Hall of Honor in 1997 due to a need within the district to recognize the role models that exist for today's students. Some are alums, but not all. As Cambry explains, there are three areas that they honor.
Past educators of the Fayetteville Public School System, alumni or graduates, as well as friends of the Fayetteville Public School System. And those honorees reflect the service and the commitment that they have committed to the community. So it is really looking at those who have graduated who are friends or educators and the things that they have done to improve the education system in Fayetteville.
Since it began 17 years ago, the Hall of Honor has honored 57 individuals. It's an open nomination process. Nominations are kept on file indefinitely. Just because they didn't win the year they were nominated, they will continue to be considered for years to come. A private committee selects three of the nominees each year. Though this year is unique, there are four honorees in 2013.
This year is unique in that we had a couple who really rose to the top in the way of their contributions to the Fayetteville public education system, and that was Denise and Hershey Garner.
Though neither Denise nor Hershey went to or graduated from Fayetteville Public Schools, their children did. And since moving to Fayetteville in 1990, they have been very active in the community and have received many awards, including the Dorothy Lindquist Volunteer of the Year Award from the Fayetteville Public Schools. Here's Cambry with another unique factor.
And then we also had the unique situation this year of honoring the late Rudy Moore, who was one of the largest, over a period of time, contributors to the education system. He passed earlier this year, and so he was also unique to this class of inductees, and so his wife and his family are going to be accepting his on his behalf.
Though the late Fayetteville District Judge Rudy Moore graduated from Springdale High School, he served in the role of Fayetteville School District Attorney for 23 years and also served two terms on the school board. He joins his son, Tony-nominated director and director of television and films, Jason Moore, a 1989 Fayetteville High graduate. Jason was inducted in 2005. The fourth honoree, Hugh Kincaid, graduated from Fayetteville High in 1952. Since then, he says he's seen the district go through many changes.
I've always felt that we were the lighthouse district, and I felt I had a great education even back then. It's changed. I graduated from the old high school and helped build what's now the old high school. The summer I graduated from high school before I started college, I worked with that construction crew. So a lot's changed and changing again. So that's, but I think in terms of the quality of education, it's just improved dramatically over the years, and it's still just the best anywhere.
After high school, Hugh went on to the University of Arkansas, eventually graduating from the School of Law in 1959. serving as both a private and city attorney in the 1960s, and finally as director of planned giving for the University of Arkansas. He has served on many community boards and represented a variety of organizations, including 12 years on the Fayetteville School Board. A native Fayettevillian, his children graduated from the district and his grandchildren plan to. All are students in Fayetteville Public Schools. Hugh says it is quite an honor to be included this year.
I kept thinking they would change their mind before the announcement, but no, it's a great honor, and I'm privileged to be a part of that group. That's a distinguished group that I'm being honored with.
Hugh says that the other honorees this year have given a lot to the community, and that he and Rudy Moore go back a very long way, even serving on the Fayetteville School Board together. The Hall of Honor induction ceremonies will be held Thursday, October 17th, at the Fayetteville Town Center, with a reception beginning at 5:30. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.